The Common Council unanimously agreed 14-0 to a payout to Al-Mahdi Islamic Center of more than $1 million in damages and legal fees. The settlement also calls for the city to buy the property from Al-Mahdi for $585,000 and pay up to $200,000 in additional costs for finding a new location. In exchange, Al-Mahdi would drop its discrimination claim in federal district court. Resident Kimberly Grimm lives next door to where the mosque was being proposed. She thanked officials for the settlement agreement.
It's just an unfortunate situation. And what I would like to ask you, Mr. Mayor, is going forward for you to do something about it and for you to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Some members of the council called for an overhaul of the city's zoning laws. Al-Mahdi sued under the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. That law prohibits local land use regulations from discriminating against religious institutions. Al-Mahdi claimed its plan met all local regulations, despite being rejected by the Zoning Commission. City officials say Norwalk faced multi-million-dollar legal fees if it lost the case. But Al-Mahdi congregants say the settlement is a compromise for them, too. Hussein Qadri is on the board for Al-Mahdi.
So not everyone is satisfied, but it's a give-and-take situation which paves the way for future working together.
Part of that collaboration will be to help find a new location for a mosque. The city's mayor and corporation council are among the officials who will be helping Al-Mahdi in the search. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.